Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 24. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Cómo estás, Carmen?
Muy bien, Marc. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, muy bien.
¿Qué tal todo?
Todo bien, pero...
¿Estas semanas bien?
Sí, un poco, bueno, un poco agobiantes.
¿Sí?
Sí, 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 sí.
¿Por qué? ¿Qué te ha pasado? Cuéntanos.
Bueno, muchas cosas, muchas cosas. He estado un poco por todas partes, he estado viajando y...
Pero tú siempre estás viajando, Marc.
Bueno...
Para ya.
Pero sí, viajando, trabajando y también haciendo una... ¿Cómo se dice? Una conferencia.
Conferencia, sí.
Que era el Language Show, The Language Show, en Escocia por primera vez.
Interesante.
Y lo que más me gustó era el hecho de que hubiera mucha, mucha gente que escucha Coffee Break Spanish.
Ah, pero eso está muy bien, eso está muy bien.
Muy bien, muy bien. ¿Y tú qué tal?
Pues bien, Marc, estoy muy contenta esta semana porque espero visita de mi familia.
Qué bien.
Así que estoy, vamos, muy contenta, muy contenta.
Perfecto.
Organizándolo todo.
Y bueno, esperemos que siga haciendo sol.
Sí, que esperemos que tengamos buen tiempo, por lo menos que no llueva. Yo,
no
si
llueva.
No llueve, ya soy feliz.
Perfecto. Well, we're back with another episode of Coffee Break Spanish. And in this episode, we are going to be listening to a phone call between Maria and Rory. Of course, they're getting ready to plan their outing, plan their search for the buried treasure, the sunken treasure. And we're going to hear what happens in this story. Now, before we get started, there are a couple of things we need to say. First of all, the fact that we did indeed speak to many people at the Scottish Language Show earlier over the weekend, and we were talking to one person in particular who mentioned that we've made a little bit of a mistake. Not with
two
our
mistakes,
Spanish. Two mistakes,
fact,
yes. Two mistakes, you're quite right.
Tienes razón.
Sí. The mistake is not really with the Spanish. The Spanish is fine. It's more the sort of diving technology and terminology and everything. So we must apologize for this. Of course, we're concentrating on a Spanish story here. But perhaps we should mention that we got things a little bit wrong with the word popa. Popa does indeed mean the stern. But of course, we mentioned that the stern is at the front of the boat. But of course, the stern is actually
at the
back of the boat. So lo sentimos mucho.
Lo sentimos, oyentes.
The other thing that we should mention, and of course, we wouldn't expect anyone to take instructions on anything but Spanish from these episodes.
No intentéis esto en casa, por favor.
Yeah, don't try this one at home. Apparently, the oxygen in the diving tanks is kind of important because it can't really be oxygen, apparently, because after a certain depth, oxygen becomes poisonous. So, as we said, we hope nobody is going to attempt any of this at home. It's very much a story, and we do apologize for this. But let's get on with today's episode.
Muy bien, vamos a por él.
As usual, we'll begin by listening to our recording of the phone call between Rory and Maria. Maria, ¿cómo estás? Perdona que te llame tan tarde. ¿Estabas durmiendo ya?
Hola, Rory. Yo bien, aún despierta. Estoy viendo una peli que dan por la tele. Es de espías. Mis padres han ido ya a la cama. ¿Va todo bien?
Sí, sí, todo va bien, pero tenemos un pequeño problema con salir el martes. He estado leyendo el parte meteorológico por internet y dice que el martes a las 13 horas se levantará viento de tramontana, así que me parece mejor esperar al miércoles a ver si mejora el tiempo.
Hombre, pues me parece bien esperar, la verdad. Mañana podemos comprobarlo otra vez, pero si continúan anunciando vientos, será mejor dejarlo para otro día.
Yo esta semana tengo carta blanca en el trabajo. Consuelo me dio 3 días libres, pero aún no gasté ninguno, así que puedo escoger miércoles, jueves y viernes. ¿Tú tendrás problemas para cambiar el día de fiesta en el trabajo?
No, no te preocupes, me lo monto bien.
¿Te lo montas bien?
Sí, es una expresión, montárselo bien. Quiere decir sacar buen provecho de las situaciones. Por ejemplo, qué bien te lo montas, Rory. Estás en Mallorca de vacaciones.
Ah, vale, ya lo entiendo. Entonces, sí que puedes cambiar tu día de fiesta.
Exacto, chico listo.
Estupendo.
He estado estudiando el mapa para llegar hasta allí con el barco. Creo que será bastante fácil. Lo único que nos falta es que haga buen tiempo y el mar se porte bien.
Qué bien. Aún no me creo que tengas el carné de patrón de embarcaciones de recreo.
Nunca te lo dije porque no surgió la conversación, supongo. Es decir, no es ningún secreto porque me encanta navegar en verano.
Eso sí que lo sabía, pero pensaba yo que salías a navegar con tus amigos o con tu familia y nunca imaginé que tú eras la conductora.
Pues sí, me encanta encontrar calas a las que no se puede llegar a pie. Esas son mis pequeñas aventuras de verano normalmente. Y ahora que la barca ya está arreglada, podemos hacer alguna excursión. Aparte de ir a buscar el tesoro, claro.
Eres increíble, María. Nunca dejarás de sorprenderme. Te dejo que continúes viendo la película. Nos vemos mañana por la mañana y hablamos con calma.
Vale, guapo. Un beso muy grande y que descanses.
Un beso, guapísima. Hasta mañana. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Muy bien, la cosa se pone interesante, Mark.
Sí, sí, finalmente. ¿Eh?
Finalmente.
Después de 24 lecciones, sí.
Pero ¿y todo lo que hemos aprendido qué?
Sí, un montón de cosas.
Claro.
Un montón de cosas sobre el idioma español.
Sí.
Pero no sobre el buceo.
No sobre el buceo, no.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's have a listen to our English explanation of this episode. In this episode, we're eavesdropping on a telephone conversation between Rory and Maria. Rory has called Maria late at night and he begins by asking her if she was asleep already. Maria has actually been watching a spy film on TV, but her parents are already in bed. As we know, they've been planning to go in search for the sunken treasure and they're hoping to sail out to the location of the wreck on Tuesday. The reason for Rory's call is, in fact, to let Maria know that it's possible that there's going to be a bit of a problem.
Todo va bien, pero tenemos un pequeño problema con salir el martes.
It's likely that Tuesday is going to be difficult for their diving adventure because according to the weather forecast, it looks like on Tuesday afternoon there's going to be an increase in the amount of wind. So he's thinking that it'll be better to wait to see if the weather is better on Wednesday. Maria agrees that it would be better to wait and suggests that they should check the forecast again tomorrow. Rory has 3 days off and hasn't used any of them, so they could potentially go out on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. He asks Maria if it would be difficult for her to change her days off, but this doesn't seem to pose too much of a problem. Maria will sort things out. She uses an interesting expression, me lo monto bien, and we'll come back to that a little later on. Maria has been studying the map and she doesn't envisage any problems in finding the exact location. The only thing they need is for the weather to be good and for it not to be too rough. Rory is happy with this and he still can't believe that Maria happens to be qualified in skippering a boat.
Aún no me creo que tengas el carnet de patrón de embarcaciones de recreo.
Maria laughs. She hadn't told him simply because the topic had never come up in conversation. It's no secret that she loves going out in the boat during the summer. Rory knew this, but he thought she was just going out in the boat with a friend or someone else in her family skippering the boat. Maria explains that she loves going off in search of coves which can't be reached on foot, and now that the boat is repaired, they can do the same. In addition, of course, to looking for the treasure. Rory finishes the conversation by saying that she will never stop surprising him. He leaves her to watch her film, and they'll talk again tomorrow.
Te dejo que continúes viendo la película. Nos vemos mañana por la mañana y hablamos con calma.
Muy bien. Okay, let's go back to that expression, me lo monto bien. It's quite a tricky expression, montárselo bien, the whole concept of montárselo bien, because there are two main ways in which this is used. First of all, in the context of this particular part of the dialogue, Maria says, me lo monto bien. No te preocupes, me lo monto bien. So I think there are a couple of situations here, two different situations that are very similar, but one's general and one's more specific. Carmen, can you help us with this?
I'm going to give you a general example, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what we come up with. Solo trabaja 3 días a la semana, pero tiene un buen sueldo, así que se lo ha montado bien.
Okay, se lo ha montado bien. Mm-hmm. Let's go through this exactly as Carmen has explained there. So, solo trabaja 3 días a la semana. He only works 3 days per week. Pero tiene un buen sueldo, mm-hmm. but he's got a good salary. Se lo ha montado bien.
Mm-hmm.
He has done well for himself.
Yes.
He has put it all together well. Mm-hmm. Se lo ha montado bien. Okay, so he's done well for himself. He's doing well for himself. He's living the good life.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of idea.
Yep.
So that is the general idea. He's doing well out of the situation. Let's think about a specific idea. For example, in the text, we're seeing that Maria is going to sort things out for getting the time off in order to do the dive.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, me lo monto bien. No te preocupes, me lo monto bien. I'm on top of things.
That's another very good example, like when it has to do with time. For mm-hmm. example, to arrange times or to sort out your timetable. That's a very good example. Also, we were saying earlier on that you've been in a conference this mm-hmm. weekend. Let's say that you had to do one of the speech, for example, and I tell you, Mark, ¿a qué hora tienes la conferencia? ¿Necesitas ayuda? Y tú me dices, no, tranquila, lo tengo bien montado. That means you've got everything in place.
Everything's in place, everything's covered, uh-huh. I'm on top of things.
Yes.
Okay, so that's nice because it's a slightly different version of it, but it's still the same context mm-hmm. using the verb montar.
Mm-hmm.
Lo tengo bien montado, has mm-hmm. dicho.
Sí.
So, lo tengo bien montado. Mm-hmm. I have literally got it well mounted, montado, mm-hmm. in that kind of sense. So, lo tengo bien montado.
Mm-hmm.
Could I also say, me lo monto bien?
Sí, también.
Me lo estoy montando bien.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
So, we can use the same expression, but different grammatical contexts.
Yes.
Me lo monto bien, me lo estoy montando bien, me lo he montado bien.
Perfecto.
Different ways. So there's a really, really useful phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're using here, me lo monto bien, but se lo monta bien, nos lo montamos bien y todo.
Mm-hmm. Todas las personas, sí.
Okay, perfecto. Well, that is where we're going to leave our free version, our preview version of this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. Of course, if you would like to get a full translation of the text or a full interpretation of the text, then you can join us for our members' version. We are going on to talk about that now, but unfortunately, we've got to say goodbye to all our preview listeners. Muchas gracias, como siempre, y hasta la próxima.
Adiós, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.